I'm coming from Philippians 4:4-7. It's going to be my first scripture this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. My topic today, acquiring peace through Jesus Christ, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Be anxious for nothing. Be united, joyful, and in prayer. I know that's a long subject, but I have to do what God tells me to do. What is the definition of peace? Freedom from disturbance, tranquility, calmness, restfulness, quiet, stillness, privacy, seclusion, and freedom from interference. And most people are wondering, where do I go for peace? Where do I go for peace? The Bible tells us that Jesus is the answer to that question. Jesus had a peace about him that, like I said, it surpasses all understanding. He had a lot, he went through a lot of trouble and turmoil trying to live a life so that we could be free, so that we could have peace. And he had that peace about him. No matter what happened, he still had that peace because he was following the will of God. Because he knew in the end, if he did the will of God, that everything was going to be all right. So that's what peace is. Knowing that God's peace is able to guard and protect us should be something that's soothing to our hearts and our minds and to our souls as well, because we know that God is going to protect us. Some of the Bible translations, they speak of peace that surpasses understanding or transcends understanding. And when they speak of that peace, they're talking about God's peace. There isn't a peace that we can find for ourselves. You know, you wonder, where do I get peace from? I can't give it to you. You can't give it to yourself. Peace comes from God. God is the only one that can give us peace. So what do we mean by surpasses all understanding? And how can we get this type of peace? And what do we have to do? And who demonstrated this peace to us? Like I said, Jesus was the perfect demonstration of what peace is. And how do we get this peace? By knowing God, by knowing the Prince of Peace. Who is the Prince of Peace? God is. By knowing the Prince of Peace, by abiding in his will and his word, and trusting and believing that what he says is what we need, that's where we find peace. Peace is something that it's like the Jeremiah, like the Jeremiahs did back in Jeremiah 6 and 14. There was no peace, but the people just kept crying, peace, peace, peace. But there was no peace. Why? They weren't in the will of God. We live in comfortable homes, but domestic violence right now is at an all-time high. Our cities are the most modern in the world, yet the streets are unsafe. Our communication technology is unsurpassed, but there has never been more misunderstanding than before. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, a lot of us come to church with anxiety and stress when we should be at peace when we walk through that door. But a lot of us come through that door just so we can get that peace. So we have to be mindful that everyone doesn't have the peace that we have, and that we have to be mindful that because we have a peace that God has given us, we need to be helping others to acquire that peace. And not being one of those that says, well, you know, oh, that person's tight, I'm going to stay up. No. That person is all tied up. You need to get over there. And get over there in a hurry. And let them know that God is here. And God is here to help you. Not just to help me. Not just to give me what I need. But he's here for you. He's here for every last one of us. And what kind of peace do we want? Spiritual peace. Can't get it anywhere but God. Can't get it from anybody but God. excuse me. Romans 5:1. That's a scripture that we should meditate on and repeat to ourselves over and over on a daily basis. Therefore, since we have declared righteousness of faith by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to meditate on that scripture. We need to concentrate on that scripture to remember that through Jesus Christ is where we can't get to God, but through Jesus Christ anyway. So through Jesus Christ is where we can get this peace from. And we all need it. I mean, you may think, I'm okay. I'm fine. We all need peace. Every last one of us need peace. Spiritual peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace that God has given us. We need to admit to God that our inner spirits are not at rest, and we need his peace. We need spiritual peace, not physical. It cannot be given to us, like I said earlier. It cannot be given to you by you, by your friends, by your pastor. Only God can give you that peace. Now, listening to the word of God coming from your pastor can help you find that peace, because he gives you the word of God, and that word that he's given you can lead you to God to get that peace. And that's what we have to do. We have to rely on the word of God to get us to God so that we can understand that peace that he wants us to have. It's not just emotional peace. It's spiritual peace. We must have peace with God before we can experience the peace of God. This is what most people think, is that we can think peace ourselves. We can't. It's like the word says, we must have peace with God before we can experience any other peace. You may think you have peace, but you really don't. If you don't have peace with God, you don't have. If you haven't met the Prince of Peace, then you'll never have peace. Everyone who knows the Lord Jesus Christ can go through problems and face death and still have peace. When you lose a spouse, or children get sick, or you lose a job, or you just don't know what to do, you don't understand what's going on with you, if you just hang on to Jesus Christ and know that through him you can see the Prince of Peace, then you can have a peace that surpasses all understanding. This kind of peace is a peace that it doesn't matter what kind of conflict you're going through, it doesn't matter of what you're having to cope with, you won't be flustered. You won't be out of whack, because the peace of God will be with you. It'll be present with you, and it'll help you to remain calm and peaceful and stay and be able to go through whatever you have to go through. And again, it says, Philippians 4:8-9. is a scripture that we need to meditate on. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned to receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. And then again, Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So what am I saying? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will show you which way to go. He will guide you, lead you, direct you. All you have to do is trust and believe. Trust and believe that no matter what you're going through, that Prince of Peace loves you and wants you to have all of that peace. He wants you to trust and believe in him, do his will. And you know, we say it's so hard to follow the will of God. It's hard because we make it hard. If we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, he will lift you up. So all we have to do is humble ourselves. But no, we have to make it hard. And we have to be hard-headed. No, I don't think of, no. And I know about being hard-headed. I was probably one of the hard-headed children my mother had. I wasn't with my daddy. I was a baby of six, so I got away with everything. But when my mother was concerned, it was, my daddy didn't make me do that, so why are you making me do this, you know? So I know about being hard-headed. So, and then I know about being hard-headed with God. Yes, I do. Ooh-wee. And you don't want that. I'm trying to tell you. Hear me and hear me good. You do not want to disobey God. It is nothing nice when you realize, ooh, I stepped on God's foot. I'm supposed to be putting my foot on Satan's head and not stepping on God's foot. So, Lord, please forgive me. But I'm telling you, you don't want to mess up like that. Been there, done that. So, but you don't want to mess up like that. But anyway, what is robbing us of peace today? Guilt. If we turn to God for forgiveness, what happens? It goes away. But you got to be earnest and sincere when you ask for that forgiveness. You have to trust and believe that he's going to forgive you. You can't just say, okay, God, please forgive me, and then walk away and go do the same thing all over again because you ain't gonna forgive me anyway. No, you have to believe, trust and believe that God is going to do what you ask him to do. And you just wait on it. You turn to God for forgiveness. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about a job change. Don't worry about finances. Don't worry about major surgery. I know it's difficult, but if you talk to God, he can build you up, give you that peace, to where you have that peace that surpasses all understanding, where you have a peace that you can go through this and do what needs to be done and just not even worry about it, because God has you. But you have to first believe that God is a God of all peace, and he wants to give you peace, and he wants us to remain ready for his peace, because it's a gift from God. And that's what he wants us to do, and he wants us to accept what he has for us, to walk in the will and the way of the Lord, to trust and believe that he has us no matter which way we turn, as long as we trust and believe. And I cannot express too much those scriptures that we need to meditate on. And that is Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If we meditate on this and we plant this in our head, then plant it in our hearts, it'll go into us and we can remember that where our peace is coming from. And we won't be trying to find it elsewhere. Because a lot of times, been guilty of it myself, I'm anxious, I'm stressed, I go grab a cigarette. And then I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? I mean, even quit smoking. The stress hit me and got to go back. No. Now I got to start all over again. You don't want to have to do that. You want to trust and believe that God has you. And I'm using myself as an example because I feel like if I'm not honest with you, then why am I up here? Yeah. If I can't use myself as an example to help you not make the mistakes that I made, why am I up here? Why am I trying to teach you anything or tell you anything if I can't be honest with you? And that's why I use myself as an example, because I want people to understand I'm not perfect. I'm struggling just like everybody else is, but I'm trusting God. I got my right hand to the Lord. I got my left hand to the Lord. I mean, when I was raised in the Baptist church, it was, put your right hand to the Lord. Well, what happened to my left hand? Well, I'm going to put them both up there. So that's what I did. And my mother used to say, why do you have both your hands up? Well, y'all say put your right hand up. Well, I can't put my left hand up. So my daddy would be, and my daddy would say, my daddy was a deacon. I'm going to tell y'all that something, sit down. My daddy was a deacon, and he would say, Bernice, leave her alone. She's praising him, isn't she? And plus she's left-handed. She don't know what she's doing. But I give God all praise, honor, and glory. I love all of you, and I thank God for allowing me to give you the word today. And I pray that you've gotten something out of it. And I'm going to close with a prayer.